Somebody who might need a little bit of tender loving care this evening is the UKIP leader, Nigel Farage. He's had to be locked inside an Edinburgh pub for his own safety after an anti-racism protest against the UKIP leader turned ugly. Well, I think the police came and rescued him. Several journalists tweeted that crowds were shouting, "Leave Scotland, go back to England. You can stick your Union Jack up your whatever," as he left the building, which is quite ironic, seeing as they're apparently anti-racist protesters. Nigel Farage joins me now. Nigel, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm very well. How much of that was entirely true?
Oh, that sounds, the summation of it sounds all pretty good to me. I mean, normally, Ian, I'd love to be locked in a pub, you know.
Well, that's kind of what I thought.
It's not the sort of thing that would worry me normally, but no, it was pretty unpleasant. And not something, I have to say, that I've experienced anywhere else, anywhere in the United Kingdom. And all I can really say is that if this is the face of Scottish nationalism, it's a pretty ugly picture.
Well, I suppose they're thinking, well, you kind of portray yourself as the heir to Margaret Thatcher. Well, in Scotland, she wasn't very popular. You were never going to be either.
Well, I've never actually quite done that. What I have said is that, you know, people that voted for Mrs. Thatcher in the 1980s now vote for UKIP for fairly obvious reasons. And yes, she wasn't popular up here. Now, this was dressed up as an anti-racism protest, but it was nothing of the kind. It was a pure anti-English thing. There's a bit of an irony, isn't there? I'm accused of being a racist, but it's okay to hate the English, you know? So, I just think it was really unthinking, not prepared to have a conversation. I did my best to engage them in debate. And I've been round virtually every university in the United Kingdom and met with protests, and always said to people, look, let's have this out in debate. But these people weren't really very keen on that.
So is this the first time that you've had any kind of protest like this?
No, I've had it in Ireland too. When I campaigned for a no vote on the Lisbon Treaty in Ireland, Rent-A-Mob was there outside hotels and outside meetings. So, you know, I have seen this sort of thing before.
I mean, in a sense, I suppose you could say it's a kind of political coming of age, because most politicians at the top of their game, they have to go through something like this. I've been with one or two at universities where you've had eggs pelted and all the rest of it. But was there at any point that you thought that your safety was really in jeopardy?
Yeah, I did think this looks pretty ugly. But I have to say the police did a very, very good job. And one chap in particular who looked after me and drove me away in the van. You know, as he said, it's always tough for them to get the balance of these things right. But there were lots of photographers who were being manhandled out of the way to get me into this van.
I mean,
it could have turned. If the police hadn't been there, it could have turned very nasty.
It's interesting that you're actually making a lot of effort in Scotland, because up until fairly recently, UKIP didn't really do much in Wales and Scotland. Is that a deliberate tactic now?
Well, no, very much so. I mean, people forget that we won a seat in the European Parliament in Wales in 2009. People also forget we're the only political party in the United Kingdom that have now got representation in Stormont, and indeed we're going to fight the European elections in Northern Ireland too, which the other parties won't. And whilst it's true that hitherto in Scotland our performances have been poor, the whole debate has been blown apart. I never thought that I'd compliment Mr. Barroso, the European Commission chief, but he's made it clear to Alex Salmond that if Scotland left the United Kingdom, she would have to sign a new treaty to rejoin the European Union, and that would include joining the euro. And the canny Scots have looked at that and said, no, thank you very much indeed. So now you've got an Edinburgh political class all completely obsessed with staying in the European Union, and UKIP coming along and saying, this isn't good for Scotland either. What's happened to Scotland's fisheries? Why are Scotland being covered in wind turbines? So I think there is a really big gap in the political market here in Scotland, and I intend to come here, not just today, but several times this year.
Well, let's hope the rest of your trip there is a little more peaceful than it's been so far. Nigel, thank you for joining us.